quite naturally settling into this relationship with the body, breathing in, receiving all the messiness, all the uncertainty, all the complexity of the sensation now of the body sitting, and exhaling all the qualities of appreciation and forgiveness and patience, understanding, kind regard to the body. So we're exploring in the most simple way, exploring this movement of intimacy, breathing in the body as it is, finding a way to be open and vulnerable to the way the body is now. Exhaling, giving away, finding the joy in giving ourselves completely to the experience of the body. Using all the qualities that support being close, being intimate, undefended. So as a simple reminder, you can, with each inhalation, just repeat the word yes, a big yes to the body, the sensations of the body as they are. And with each exhalation, you can use a word such as love, or care, or wishing well for the body. Knowing, of course, that the body is naturally expressing the lawfulness of the causes and conditions at play. So even though we're not in control of how the body is, how the sensations are unfolding now, we can be willing to receive them, to connect, to relate to them as they are, and we can be willing to love them, to care about them, to forgive them, to be patient with them. So in a creative, moment-to-moment way, rediscovering what it means to be relating in a beautiful, wise way to the body. Seeing it as a work in progress. So we're not about getting there so that we don't have to practice anymore, but allowing it, surrendering to the moment-to-moment quality of relating and sustaining a beautiful and wise way of relating to the body, to the heart, all the beings that we're sharing the space with and the space of our lives with. No matter what aspect of your experience, no matter what particular relationship comes to mind as you breathe in, practice saying yes. This is how it is now. Yes. And with each exhalation, Let the heart express its commitment to be in relationship, to be connecting, open, vulnerable, a willingness to be touched, a willingness to feel what we feel, to see what we see. So as we're breathing in, we're tuning in to the fearlessness of the heart. And as we're exhaling, tuning in to the generosity, the upwelling, the willingness to begin again and again of the heart. And for the next 20 minutes or so, feel free to move fluently between moments of connecting with the body, moments of connecting with the heart, the qualities of the heart here and now, moments of bringing to mind different relationships in your life now that just naturally come to mind, including just being here together in the room with our fellow Dharma practitioners. So let's continue in silence for a while. Breathing in, not afraid to say yes to exactly what we don't want to say yes to, some aspect of the heart like fear or a sense of hitting ourselves or being humiliated. So that can be included, a big yes. Exhaling, allow the natural generosity of the heart to care, to be accepting or patient, to wish well. And to radiate a deep understanding. This is how it is now. Can this be okay? And whenever the mind gets caught up in a more reactive place, then direct your attention to a simpler relationship, like the relationship with the experience of the body. We're just bringing to mind a simple relationship, breathing it in as you feel it and remember it, sense it, exhaling a basic kindness and love, the generous heart that connects and cares, wishes well, whether it's for ourselves or for another. So we come back to a wholesome way of being, a wholesome way of relating. Remember that that's possible. And then it's possible to go back to the more challenging relationship with that same willingness to breathe in and say, yes, this is how it is. It is messy like this. It is confusing or intense like this. Exhaling, allow the heart to be generous as it understands in a generous way or cares about it in a generous way or is patient in a generous way. A heart that can hold it or include it. each time breathing in, saying yes. We're not imitating any kind of fearlessness. It's more willingness to say yes to the exposure and to the uncertainty that we find in our relationships that have come to mind, even our relationship to the present moment. So the actual expression of fearlessness is that willingness to be afraid and to be uncertain, to feel exposed to the unknown. And then with the exhalation, remembering that the heart cares and can be generous even in this place of exposure or uncertainty. Nothing actually can get in the way of the generous heart. The heart that's not just connected, but is overflowing with its basic goodness. Understanding how easy it is to get tight, to react. The heart cares and wishes well, willing to forgive and be patient, and most importantly, willingness to understand the way it is, to see it clearly as a movement of nature. This is equanimity. So in terms of the divine abodes, equanimity is that understanding that my happiness, your happiness arises due to our actions, not my wishes. But even still, there is the wish for this heart to be at ease, for all hearts to be happy and at ease, safe from harm. Continue for a few more minutes. Breathing in, yes. Exhale, love and goodness in all directions. Taking a few more seconds and acknowledging any particular relationship or particular place in our life that is still difficult to say yes to, still difficult to open to any messiness, any old pain, still difficult to relate in a generous way, just acknowledging that. And having some space, a space of forgiveness about that. And this can be our way of saying yes, to understand that it hurts, that we're not yet ready to relax or receive it, to know about it.